As states in Navi, I don't remember where this pasuk is, a well-known pasuk, that la'asad lavai will be laila kayem yair. Yeah, familiar? Okay, so what does that mean? That the night will be just as light as during the day. Sein lichtig agav 24/7. So what's going to be with all those mitzvahs that they are fulfilled dafke by night? How are we going to do them when Mashiach comes? Like the mitzvah of Kriyashma to the Shal Arvis, Sivere Saimer, other mitzvahs. It's not night, it's not dark.
You said Laila, you didn't say it's not going to be night.
Laila Kayoim Yoy, it's going to be...
The night is also going to be light, that's all you said.
Right, but Lachayla means that it's going to be day 24/7. Huh? I'll bring you a Raya L'tava. Okay, so you say it's not a question, I'll bring you a Raya L'tava. Once happened before. Laila Kiyam Yor, once happened before. When did it happen? There's a medrash, B'negeit, Yitzis Mitzrayim, the famous medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Yidin should be Makrav Karban Pesach. And the Yidin didn't bring the carbon. And the Eibusher brought a wind that blew from the carbon of Moshe Rabbeinu and didn't smell the carbon. When it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, the smell, they wanted to be Makrav the Karban Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you want to be Makrav the Karban Pesach, you have to have a bris. Went right then and there and made a bris for all the Yidden. Rektor Shaila, if it was at night, not allowed to make a bris at night. So how did he make a bris at night? So the Teretz that the Rebbe brings in Lakut Sichas, Chelik Yivzayin, Parshas Tazria, the Rebbe says that because there's another medrash that says that night when Yidden left Mitzrayim, it was light the whole night, light by day, Laila Kayem Yor, so he made a bris by night. Because it wasn't night, it was Valayla Kayem Yar, so it was day. So he made the bris by night.
They shechted the carbon pesach, or they took part of Moshe?
No, then they shechted the carbon pesach.
So it has to be day.
It had to be day for them to shecht it. I don't know if the pesach Mitzrayim had to be done dafke by day, erev pesach. Uh-huh. I mean, pesach, deiris is always done ben arbayim, erev pesach ben arbayim.
But the fact you say it's going to be like today, obviously there's a differential.
Okay, I hear. But the shaila though is legabe the mitzvahs, legabe the halacha, the fact that it's going to be light at night, like by day, does that change the mitzvah, the chiyuvim? So you see here clearly that Rabbi brings this teretz. I think it's from a farshim. I don't know if it's Rabbi's chiddush or teretz. It says it's teretz. If Laila Kiyam Yar, they were able to do the bris by night. Was day? So if they lost it, lovely. Will everything change? Will there be no more Krishma Shal Arvis? Will there be no mitzvahs that are shaykh at night? Won't be applicable anymore? What's the story with this? So, there's a few different things about this. So, the Ashtazach is, there's a whole chiddush when you get to a day b'chlal. Is a day takatoli in the sun, the zricha of the sun, creates the morning? Then there's the Shkia Sahama that creates the Matthias of night. Is that the way it works up here? Or maybe a day is measured by the 24-hour period. You have a day. Day is 24 hours. Whether there is a Zricha, there isn't. It happens to be that there's Laila and Yom, the sun. But who says a day is defined by the sun? This is a famous Shaila. It's negated to a lot of different things. It's negated to the whole Shaila of Kavat Tairich. It's negated to a lot of different things. So basically, in simple words, you have two tzdadim. There's two ways how to define what a day is. Should we say that a day is defined by the sun going up, the sun coming down? Or should we say that the day is defined by the 24-hour period? I believe the accepted shitta is that the day is defined by the sun, not by the 24-hour period. Besides certain exceptions.
Zricha different every day.
What?
How is Zricha different every day? If
it's only from the 24-hour period. We've said
that Allah, we're passing that it's...
Okay, I'll tell you what I found, what I have over here, and then you'll tell me what's pashut and what's not pashut. So I got this because we're learning Pesachim this year in Yeshiva. You know what? If you have a Gemara here, I'll read the Pesachim inside. If you don't mind grabbing the Pesachim behind you over there, make sure it's Chelik Aleph of the art scroll. You don't have a regular Shas here. Okay, Chelik Aleph, thank you very much. So the Gemara over there is talking about Oil Arbaasar, if anyone remembers from your yeshiva days, right? Oil Arbaasar. So what is the mission? Sorry, what is the shadow of the Gemara? Does Ur mean Yaim or does Ur mean Laila? So the Gemara brings right away in the beginning, the pasuk from the beginning of Chumash. Vayikra Lakim la Ur Yaim. So Ur is Yaim. Saka, we say it's Laila. Gemara goes, so the final test that the Gemara says is, Hachi ka'omar. This is what the pasuk means. Karye rachmana l'nahayra. The Eibishter called light. Upakte amitzvasa. And commanded him to go on where he belongs, on his mitzvah, on where he belongs, which is during the day. The imam. Which is by day. Karye rachmana l'chashaycha. And the Eibishter called darkness. Upakte amitzvasa delayla. And placed him on where he belongs, which is night.
But in theory, they're two separate things.
Oh, that's exactly what I wanted to bring out of here. You see, you have day and night that exists before you have light and dark. You have day and night. And then the Eibishter took light and placed him by day and took darkness and placed him by night. That's also the Lashon of Rashi here. Tzivahu l'shemesh b'yoyim. V'lachoyshech tzivah... Sorry, I said l'shemesh. L'shamesh. Tzivahu l'shamesh b'yoyim. V'lachoyshech tzivah l'shamesh b'layla. Kora... Kemelech shekara la'avdoi sheyovei lefanov. The sun, or the source of light and the darkness, are like servants for Hashem, and they're serving their purpose during the day and during the night. That's Rashi's pshat. I don't have it over here, but the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says a different pshat. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, Lashon of the Gemara is, Pakte amitzvasa. This is mitzvasa. Mitzvasa the imama. She says, Pakte amitzvasa. He commanded him on the day. What's mitzvasa the imama? So Ben Peret says, it's taka talking about the mitzvahs. That the Eibishter commanded that by day, when it's light, you should do these and these mitzvahs. And by night, when it's dark, you should do other mitzvahs which are done by night when it's dark. That's how Ben Peret's pshat. According to his pshat, you see that the mitzvahs that are connected to the day are not connected stam to the day. They're connected to the light of the day. The fact that it's light during the day, that there's the zricha of the shemesh. And the mitzvahs of the night are connected to the fact that there's no sun and that there's darkness by night. So he's medayek the Gemara, mitzvase. Okay, so l'chayda, this shaila you have right over here, how to teach this Gemara. That's one source for this whole Indian. Okay, now, the shaila is, when exactly did the sun and the sun come up in the Rakia? So what is it saying? Sheshes mebreshes, the sun was hung up in the Rakia, the Yom Revi. So some of us should bring a raya, oh, mekan raya, that the sun is not defining what the day is or what the night is, because it only happened by Yom Revi. And on the first day, it already says, Vayere vayivayke yeimecha, without the sun being in the Rakia. Zayin, that the day is defined by the 24-hour period. But, Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Befeirish, other mefarshim say Befeirish, no, lav dafke. Until Yom Dalet, till Yom Revi, the day was defined by the 24-hour period. And then afterwards, when the Eibishter hung the sun in the sky, that became the defining factor of what's day and what's night. It changed. From Yom Revi, it could be that it changed. This shaila is very relevant when you get to places that are closer to the North Pole, where it's light. It could be light for 2 months straight. It could basically be night a whole time, light a whole time. Okay, it maybe does get a drop dimmer by night, but it's basically light enough. The shear that the Mishnah says to get to Talis, Sheyakib and Tchelus Lakarsi, it's light enough that you should be able to see that. And there's no Zman of Laila Bachlal. So how do they count the days in these places? So it's Negea to each individual day. When's the day and when's the night? And it's also Negea to Shabbos. If you're going to say that if it's one long day for 2 months, because there's no real Shkia, they see the sun the whole time, there's never a Shkia, so there's never a new day. So there's never 7 days for Shabbos. So that means for 2 months, they don't have Shabbos. How does it work? It's a shaila that's talked about in many, many Tshuva Svarim. And there are two basic solutions to this.
They had this issue in those days?
If there were people living close enough to the North Pole. I don't know how early back the Tshuvas on the subject go. I don't know if it goes before 100. Huh?
Yidden already 200, 300 years ago were living very, very...
Okay, 300 years ago. I don't know if before then. There's a famous shtickle from the Teferes Yisrael and Mishnayis. I don't remember now where it is, but the Teferes Yisrael and Mishnayis discusses the North Pole, the North of Yidna, the people that are living near the North Pole. So apparently the concept existed in his times, right? When was he at Teferes Yisrael? About 200 years ago, Ba'erech, when was on? So he discusses this subject. Kopanim, so his solution is that you go in such a case, you go with the 25 period of the day. If you're in a place where there's the sun and there's the shkia and there's this riche, so then the day is defined by the sun going up and down. But if not, you go with the 24-hour period. Shkakim Breda. And the Rebbe writes like this in a letter also. It's a letter in Igris. The Rebbe says, in such a place, you go with the 24-hour period. It doesn't solve all issues. The Rebbe still remains with the Tzarechian. But Bepoyel, in such places, the Rebbe says, you go with the 24-hour period. There are others that say, I don't think this is the accepted psak, that the person that moved from a place where there was a Zricha and a Shkia, and he moved to the North Pole, he goes according to the place that he came from there. Place that he came from there, and that's how he began counting his days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, until he comes to Shabbos. He arrives to a place near the North Pole. He continues counting like the place that he came from.
Even 5 years later?
Spaceship case, when you're completely out of the whole zone of...
The whole Mesa was a year in a spaceship which was circling the Earth every 45 minutes. Which I was via the Shatra of Shabbos.
So you go according to the place that he came from. Stay, but theoretically. Okay, so this is Toloi. This is another thing that's Toloi in this whole Shaila here. So you see over here that there's a 24-hour period concept. I mean, even if in a case near the North Pole you go according to the 24-hour period, that doesn't mean that in any other place the day is defined by 24-hour period. It just means there's no other choice. To Yetzim Naklal, so that's how it's defined. But it doesn't necessarily mean that in other places it goes by the sun. So there's two famous rayas that the Mefarshim bring to this subject, whether it's the 24-hour period or it's the sun. One is from the story of Shemesh Begiven Daim, time of Yeshua, when the sun stopped. So there's a medrash that says that why Taka did the sun stop? The sun, there's different Ifanim to explain why what exactly did the sun, the reason the sun stopped. One medrash says Befedish, the reason why the sun stopped is because it was Erev Shabbos, and the Eivish didn't want that Yidin should be Mechal Shabbos. Akam Lachayra was mutter for them to be Mechal Shabbos, it was a Mechemes Mitzvah. But it was going into Chil Shabbos, so therefore the sun stopped, and like this they were able to finish the war without being Mechal Shabbos. That's a clear medrash. So what do you see clearly? That if the sun didn't go down, even though the 24-hour period of the day Friday had passed, but if Papayel, there was no Shkia Sachama, there's no Shabbos yet. There's no Chil Shabbos. So it's clear from this that it goes according to the sun. And the sun comes down. On the other hand, there's a Yerushalmi that says a very interesting thing. B'negeya to the day that Rabbeinu HaKadosh passed away. Yerushalmi says that the day Rabbeinu HaKadosh passed away was out of Shabbos. And they buried him and they were making a hesped for him. And it was a whole whole day. They were being maspid and crying for Rabbi. And it came close to Shabbos. And the Yerushalmi says, and the Eibishter was Mayrich the day, that the sun didn't go down. And until they came home very late and they mamash thought that they were Mechal Shabbos, what they saw was still light and nobody was Mechal Shabbos. But the Yerushalmi says, besides one koivis, one dry cleaner, or whatever it was, one kaivis, the guy that washes clothing, and he was Mechal Shabbos. And then there was a baskal that came out, that everybody that today was Maspid Rebbe, and wasn't Mechal Shabbos, is Mezuman L'chai Yoylem Abba, besides this one kaivis, that was Mechal Shabbos. So what do you see over here? That the day got longer. Right? What happened over here is that the day got longer. The day got longer, and because the day got longer, they weren't Mechal Shabbos. Besides this kaivis that he was Mechal Shabbos. Nus, what's the raya from here? Help me out, I forgot this part.
You see that you go by the sun. Huh?
Same like before. No,
but it's, it should be a raya for Kerto. Okay, I wrote this down here, but I don't chap now the Mekudah here. Again, so over there by Shemesh Begiven Daim, so it saved them from Chil Shabbos. But over here, I have to look again. Could be the Pshat, I have to look it up again, but could be the Pshat is that even though the day became longer, But still, once Shabbos entered, according to the way it should have been, mitzad the halach of the Tev of the Shemesh, everybody else stopped doing melacha. Besides this kaivis, they continued doing melacha because he thought it was still light outside. Maybe that's the pshat. Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot this pshat. Hakolpanim. So you have over here these rayas. When you get to this union of that over here, it's mashma. I mean, from the story of Shemesh v'Gibbon Daim, it's certainly mashma that it's totally in the sun. Okay, so what's the story with Lasad Lavi? What is the story with Lasad Lavi when the sun will be Laila Kayem Yoy? That's the shayla that we began with. So yes, then it'll be Laila Kayem Yoy, it'll be just as light. So what's the story? So the bottom line is that there's a big difference when you get to Lasad Lavi. What's the difference? When you get to these cases that we're talking about over here, the Mashal, by Shemesh B'Givin Daim, the sun stopped. The sun stopped on its tracks and there was no Shkia Sachama. When you get to to Mitzrayim, what happened by Mitzrayim? It doesn't say that. You see, there's a big difference here. By Mitzrayim, it just says that it was light by night, light by day. How was it light? It's a miraculous light that lit up the whole Mitzrayim. I don't know, or the whole world for that matter. What was the source of the light? That's the Shaila.
It doesn't say it was the sun.
Huh? It doesn't say it was the sun. So if the source of the light is the sun by night, like by Shemesh B'Givin Daim, so you're not Chal Shabbos, the sun didn't go down. But if the source of the light is from something else, so then who says that it's not considered to be night? So what's going to happen, Lasad Lavi? Laila Kayem Yar. What's going to be the source of the light by night? So Bepashas is connected to the other Nevuah that it says, Lasad Lavi, that the Eira Lavana is going to regain its strength, that it had like the Eira Chama, and therefore by night it's going to be light like by day, because the moon will be shining as bright as the sun. That's the reason. So there will be Shkia Sachama. It's not that the source of light by night will be the same source of light as by day. By night it'll be light because of the sun. Of the moon, I mean. And by day it'll be light because of the sun. So it's a different story. There's going to be a Shkia Sachama. But if you compare it to Mitzrayim, over there, I'm not sure what happened over there. By Mitzrayim it also says Laila Kayem Yair. And I don't know if it says anywhere, Christ. Looked, I couldn't find it. It doesn't say anywhere what taka was the source of Laila Kayem Yoyer by Mitzrayim. I don't think it's right. It doesn't say anywhere that the source of light by Mitzrayim was the fact that the sun stopped. And Alpha Piken, I brought before that the Rebbe says in the Sikha that they did the Bris Milah by Laila because of Laila Kayem Yoyer. So you see that it continues being day, even though it was Shkia Sachama because it's physically light outside, even if the source of light comes from another place. So it's a chatzi teretz. I'm just saying the Asad Lavi is not like Shemesh B'Givin Daim. That does nisht. But on the other hand, it could still be daimed to the way it was by Mitzrayim. So, tzorechin in this. B'payel, b'negei to Mitzrayim, the interesting thing is, if you look in the Sikha, l'kut ha-sikhas, tazriya, it's a mugadig ha-sikha, and tazriya, the Rebbe Nemtan, the Tegansa, the Pashtas, that over there, the reason why they did the bris by night is because Laila Kayem Yor. That's the teretz. But there was in the later years, in Tavshim Mvav, the Rebbe then was speaking to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, I think it was just him. He came to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was speaking to him about this inyan, and the Rebbe said that it's not mistaver to say that the Yidden were able to be mekayim mitzvos mila balayla then because it was light outside. So the fact that it was light outside is not enough of a reason that it shouldn't be considered to be night. It's still night. It's still the time of night. And the Rebbe then brought Beferish Deraya, just like you find when you get to places that the sun doesn't go down, and you have to go according to the 24-hour period, because they're near the North Pole. So over there, you don't go according to the sun. You go according to the 24-hour period. So in Mitzrayim, the fact that it was light outside doesn't matter. That's not enough of reason to be matter to make a bris. So the Rebbe there was chayzer, so to speak, or the Rebbe said differently than the way it's printed in Likutei Sichos. So then there's no question when you get to Lasad Lavi. It's the same thing also Lasad Lavi. Even though it's going to be light outside, we will still be able to be mekayim the mitzvah halayla. With one exception. So here's an interesting thing. With one exception, and this is connected to Kiddush Levana. And that is the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is also a mitzvah which is only by yom and not by layla. But there's a very big difference between tzitzis, which is by yom and not by layla, and other mitzvahs. The mashal mila. Talking about mila, right? By mila, it says befeidish, by yom hashmini. So therefore it has to be by day. Tzitzis, why does tzitzis have to be by day? Not because it says by yom, but because it says re'isem ma'isai. Re'isem. That by day you can see the tzitzis, and by night you can't see the tzitzis. So if it's going to be light by night, Lasad Lavi, so then it'll be Re'isem Aisai.
Yeah,
You'll be able to see it.
The time for tzitzis is before day.
No.
It has to do with seeing.
Nothing has to be shayakir. Exactly. Re'isam oisai. That's it. There's even a day when you get to tzitzis, when you get to ben hashmashis, you can make a brach on the tzitzis ben hashmashis also, even though it's chayra selfik brachas lahakal. But I'm not sure if halacha l'maisa mamish, but I know for sure it's a day in Paiskim when you get to making a brach on tzitzis by ben hashmashis, because by ben hashmashis it's still light enough. Nothing to do with day. So tzitzis is an exception that even that la'asid lavai, tzitzis will be chayiv even by laila. That's taka something which will definitely change. I don't know, I shouldn't say definitely. Yesh makom l'chalik b'zeh. But it could be also another huge nafkin minute. And if this is true, so tzitzis, la'asid lavai, won't anymore be a mitzasei shazman grama. So women will be chayiv in tzitzis. The only reason that potter is because we don't know there's no din of ksus laila. It's a mitzasei shazman grama. What says an la'asid lavai? We'll be chayiv in tzitzis, and we'll be chayiv in tzitzis by Laila also. So this is one of the timings that it says, when you get to the minig by Kiddush Levana, that by Kiddush Levana, you're supposed to take out the tzitzis. You look at your tzitzis, or you look at the compass of the tzitzis. What's the connection to the Kiddush Levana, the tzitzis? Because we're being mekadosh to Levana. And the nusach that we say over there in the end is, Amar Abaye, the whole thing that lost Lava is Sidon Leschadosh Kamoisei, that the Eivish is going to bring back the light of the moon that will be as strong as the sun. So therefore we look at the tzitzis in the light of the moon, because we're machaka, we're waiting when the moon, the light of the moon, will be strong enough, that it will be strong enough to be able to see the light of the tzitzis like you can see it by day. And then we'll be chayiv in tzitzis by night as well. That's the reason for the minig, if you ever wondered. Okay, l'chaim v'lo bracha.